live the hero, and invite it and go out looking for adventure.
For sure. I call this living life like on purpose, like being intentional,
yeah, like
right?
That.
Let's not let life happen to us. Like, we're going to make the life happen. That's much more fun.
That's a taste of the hero's journey. This week's episode of Going Rogue, a podcast that unleashes the unthinkable in culture, religion, business, and everyday life. We even sneak in some politics now and again to keep things interesting. So it's time to strap in and let's see how far you are willing to let Mac and the team stretch you to your edge of thinking differently.
Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast where we unleash the unthinkable to help us see things differently, do things differently, and influence our culture for the greater good. Hi, I'm Mac, your host. And I'm on the edge today, of course, with my buds. I got the Rev, man.
Hey. I am ready to do a greater good today.
There it is.
There it is.
Of course, we're steady. It's Stu.
How you doing, coaches in the house?
Let's see it.
I'm ready. I'm pumped.
I'm loving it.
I've had my pre-workout. I'm ready to go.
There.
Okay. I had my pre-nap.
I had my pre-martini. So
we're all ready. We're all ready to go.
Sabbath in our own way.
Yeah, this is awesome. But we're ready to rock and roll. Ready to go to the edge, man.
Mac, I got to share something with guys tonight.
What?
So first of all, I want to say hello to all you beautiful, exotic cocktails out there. That's you, if you're listening. That's you. That's you two guys, too.
Us, too. All right.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
But check it out. We have a listener in a new country.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, how fun is that? I love it.
Drum roll. Which new country?
Are you ready for this? I don't even know if you could guess this one, but you might be able to, but it is way over in Russia.
Whoa. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This can happen.
Like, other side of the world. That is, like, so cool.
Yeah. We don't even have to broadcast, like, over the top of the world or anything.
So welcome.
It's just
whoever you or use guys are.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of roguers in Russia. They're maybe a little afraid to speak out, but I think there's change happening in Russia too.
Oh, well, for sure.
Pass us along.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from a lot of you over there. So
that's four countries now. It's pretty cool.
It is. Yeah, we're in four countries. So it's really been exciting. Yes, we're loving it. So here we are this week. This week we are going to talk about the hero's journey.
Cue music.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got personal stories on this, and at the same time, it's a classic. It's going to be a classic all across our conversation, and it's a classic all across the culture, really, in the world. You know, it was spurred on. It was started sort of this sort of topic by a guy named Joseph Campbell recently, anyway, that he was a mythologist, if you will. There is such a thing, but he's the myth guy. That's what I always have called him. Mm. And he's gone now, but he did extensive studies on epic, you know, journeys, the hero journey. What does that look like? Everything from Odysseus to all the way through. We have biblical examples. And the cool thing, I think, about this topic, guys, is that it fits in so well with what our podcast is all about, right? That we want to encourage all of you out there to go to your inside edge of your comfort zone and begin to get exposed to things that are not normal for you, that are outside your norm. And what do you do with that? How do you grit it? How do you encounter it? How do you, all that gets?
How do you invite it? How do you bring it into your life? I want to grow. I want to stretch. I want to become. I want more.
Well,
yes.
See, it doesn't have to come from a calamity or a crisis in your life. A lot of times it does. All right, but why do you want to wait for that? Right? Why do you want to wait for the crisis in order to evolve, if you will, or to experience new things, right?
To transform, right?
Yes.
So much of the world is about running away from something. I'm saying, not what you're running away from. What are you running to? So don't wait for the tragedy. Don't wait for the volcano to go off to become the hero. Live the hero and invite it and go out looking for adventure.
For sure. I call this living life like on purpose, like being intentional, right?
That.
Let's not let life happen to us. Like, we're going to make the life happen. That's much more fun, right?
Here's the thing.
It could be scary, but it is fun.
I'd rather be the author of my life than have somebody else be in control of my life.
Oh, wow.
I think
you don't want a ghostwriter for your life. You want to write your own.
Some days, I'll be honest.
Some days you must want to put it to work. Yeah, I know.
I'll call you, Coach, too, and I'll call you, Max. Say, just could you write today? Yeah. I don't have anything in me. No creativity.
Just do my day. Well, this is so poignant because most of the time we exist in the reactive mode.
Yep.
Most of the time, not always. And some people are more proactive than other people are. But at the end of the day, it's a much, much different experience, whatever the experience is going to be, if you aren't reactive to it, that you're poised for it, that you're in the moment for it. Maybe you even initiated it, like the Rev said. Then we did a meme, I think, in our old podcast, right, that about the train, about who's blowing the whistle,
who's driving
the train.
Right.
Is it you always riding the train, somebody else driving, or,
right.
For once, go ahead and, blow the whistle.
When I played baseball, a coach always just tell me, Burdick, get off your heels. Be on your toes. Be ready for that grounder. Be ready for that fly ball. And so much of my life I've just been sitting there and caught off guard because I was on my heels.
Right.
And when I was on my toes, poised and ready to accept whatever came my way, I caught the grounders. I caught the drama. I caught the tragedy, and I made it. I owned it. And I got the guy out at first, or I caught the fly ball, or I made something beautiful out of chaos.
Well, I think it's a really different attitude. I played baseball as well, and when you can make a transition from, and Stu, I'm sure you've got examples of this in the wrestling world, hit the ball at me, hit it to me.
Please.
I want it. Come on, bring it to me, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make the play, not because I'm trying to show anybody up or anything. It's just I'm ready. It's what I'm here for.
Yep.
Hit it to me, okay? Bring it. Right.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole different attitude that you take.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, in my world, that's every second of the competition because it's one-on-one. It's all you. There isn't any hit it to me. Like, you are in.
Yeah. You get it hit to you.
The whole time.
The whole time. So we're talking about the hero's journey. That's the overarching theme. That's the myth that, Campbell came up with. And so you have to start with who? The hero.
Right.
Right? So what is a hero? Who is a hero? Let's maybe start with that as we move into who's taking this journey.
You know what I love is when there's people do what we would consider heroic acts and they're interviewed on TV. Oh, what do you think? People are calling you a hero. I said, I just did the right thing.
The right thing.
So is it that we're all heroes when we just do the right thing?
Hmm.
When we just take the step to make the world a little better place, we become the hero. So is that possibility, some would call it the Christ, in each and every one of us to step up to the plate, hit the home run, and just be the good guy, the good girl in the middle of that equation?
So that really brings it down very simplistic, but not simple.
I've always been accused of being simple.
No, there's nothing simple about that, okay?
Right.
So, yeah. Let's just go with that. Doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. The next right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the hero as being somebody who is able to still move forward in the face of their fears, in the face of fear. They keep moving. Mm-hmm. That's to me the definition of being courageous, right? I mean, they don't stop.
Right.
They just keep moving.
Right.
And it's not that they're not scared.
No, fear is your partner. Mm-hmm. You cannot going to get rid of it. People think, heroes didn't have any fear. Mm-hmm. No, they felt the fear and they did it anyway.
Right.
Well, and this word courage kind of comes in to that and how you want to define courage and doing the things that, the right things, even when nobody's watching, kind of definition or whatever you want to call it.
Now, that I love. I want to stop on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so many people this day and age are doing things, especially in the world of social media, so they can be seen and they can be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be acknowledged, but to me, true heroes, you don't even know who they are.
Right.
Right. That's why when you ask them, that they're like, I just did the right thing. I mean, they weren't even thinking they were doing anything. It's like, this is just what I should be doing as a human in this world.
Right. When nobody's paying attention, when nobody's watching, or you think nobody's watching, you just do the next right thing. Those are the real heroes to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I spot them. I see them. Mm-hmm. I'm watching them. But it's like, man, they're not going to get applause. They're not going to be on the evening news. But they just did something that was beautiful and holy. And they're not going to get any credit for it. There's no paycheck at the end of it. They're just good people doing good things.
And heroes are just, they're just that guy. Right, I mean, in one of the Die Hard movies, you know,
Here comes the movie.
Yeah, yep. One of the characters was asking Bruce Willis, like, why are you doing? Like, why are you this guy? He's like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy. But there's nobody else that's going to do it, so I've got to be that guy.
Right.
And to me, like, he's the hero because of that. You know, he steps up.
Everybody's asking the question. You know, it's like, why me? Why me? I'm saying, why not me? Why not me be the guy that steps up in this particular situation?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that to cower into the corner or to not be all you can. You know, I almost hate to use a colloquial "be all you can be." You know, we've the marketing thing behind that.
Hoorah!
Yeah, I think we're talking about innate qualities. First of all, let's step back from this and say these are capabilities, qualities that everybody can exhibit. Everybody.
Everybody's right. Got them.
That's right.
They might be dormant, but they're there.
This is exactly right, that we're all heroic. We all have the ability to be heroic. Again, is it just being suppressed? Are we afraid? I mean, all the different things that we're going to talk about tonight. But we're hoping in this podcast that we can help unfold a little bit of this for you to say, you know what? Yeah, I can do that. Not and then it would be good. Not just because, but because it would be good. It would affect the world positively. It would affect others in a positive way. So, you know, hopefully, again, we're going to hopefully take you on a journey. Right? This whole podcast is a hero's journey almost, right? That was on.
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Right. So, you know, journeys. Let's talk about journeys a little bit.
Okay.
Journeys can be inward journeys, right? You peeling back your own onion, going deeper into yourself, mm-hmm. revealing things about you, your ego, lots of other type of stuff. They can be outward. I'm going from here to there, like Odysseus did, right? Come going from Ithaca, mm-hmm. Which is a classic, you know, myth story. Or it's a combination of both, depending upon the circumstance, right? So we deal with these elements in many, many different ways. And so I don't want to get anybody to – the reason I'm saying this is because I don't want anybody to get anything pigeonholed in their head. Oh, a journey means I need to go from A to B, like out there, right? No, because I guarantee if you're going to go from A to B out there, you're going to have to make an inner journey anyway, I'm sure.
You can't separate the two.
Yeah,
there every you go. External journey requires some kind of internal journey, and vice versa.
There it is.
You know, a good journey on the inside when there's no action to demonstrate what you've done on the inside, well, maybe it's no good at all. And then there are people that are just getting busy shuffling paper, doing things in the world, but they haven't changed on the inside. Is it really a heroic journey, or is it just making a lot of noise?
Well, I also think that journeys can be, they can be epic, right? We know the epic journeys. We've watched the movies. We've watched the Lord of the Rings. We've watched the Star Wars stories. We've watched the biggies unfold, you know, where there's tons of different things and lots of moving parts and all of that. They can be epic. Mm-hmm. They can be a little cryptic. Right? They can be, what's going on here? I'm not really sure. What, you know, am I tuned in? Do I really understand what's happening in my life right now? Am I going on a journey? Maybe I don't even know I'm going on the journey. So they can be a little cryptic, and they're hidden sometimes, unless our antennas are up and we're paying attention. And then they can also be very, we were talking about this with the Rev, they can also be very simple. They can be simplistic. They can not be of this big, huge, you know, moving thing where you're going to, you know, change the world. So we don't want to diminish and we don't want to minimize anybody's journey because they're all part part of the equation.
They're all necessary. You know, I'm thinking today, I met a woman today, she has four kids, a single mom, and she's doing three jobs to make ends meet for those kids, to give them the very best life. That's heroic to me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and she's not put broadcasting, you know, look at me. She's just doing what she has to do to make life great for those four kids.
Yeah.
And she gets up early, she comes home late, and she does whatever it takes to make ends meet. Nobody's paying attention, but that's heroic to me.
Oh, I totally agree. That's a beautiful story.
And if you heard what her day was like, I bet it would make your head spin, right? But she's not saying it, I bet. She's just
doing it.
Doing what she needs to do.
And she's facing every dragon that comes her way. And she does it with courage.
Mm. Well, we're going to talk about the dragon here a little bit, because that's a definite part of the hero's journey. And Campbell was all about that, and that had a huge impact on my life when we get there. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Don't click off. All right, hang in here with us, all right?
Stick around for the dragon.
Yes, stick around for the dragon. So again, we're called. There's a calling of some kind that sort of starts this whole thing. Either you've decided that whatever your life is like in the moment isn't getting it, right? There's just something about it that needs to change, that there needs to be a journey outward from wherever you are. You might decide that yourself.
In my world, we call that the divine discontent.
Ah, yes,
I love that. It's the urging and the moving of spirit for something to change.
I can no longer be okay with being okay, right? So you might have that internal disconnect, that discontent. There might be a circumstance that might come at you that might cause, you know, this disconnect, this impetus to have to go do different. Maybe you didn't choose it. It's just on your doorstep, right?
Well, is it Anais Nin who said that quote? I'm going to do my best to paraphrase it. And the time came when the fear of blooming was outweighed by the pain of staying tight in the bud.
Ooh.
That we are called to bloom, and we're so afraid to bloom, but life's going to push us where staying tight in the bloom is more painful. I've just got to bloom. I just got to get out there.
Yeah, right? That's good. I like
it
that.
It is. And again, I think it's across the board, right? That, you know, that place that you just get to, that it just doesn't fit anymore. You know, it just doesn't. And there's so much more that you can experience, that you can do, and you got to get willing to be able to have that impetus out there that says, here's the favorite. I think I did a meme on this. to put it out there on the website. Repeat after me, Rogers. Okay.
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 Okay. Bring it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, just a very simple little acknowledgement of surrender, just a simple little surrender. And you may not even know what you're okaying to. Here's what you are okaying to. You're okaying to the universe. You're okaying to whatever was there, but that you just weren't allowing to be part of the equation.
And you may not see it or touch it yet. That's a great mystery, but I'm going to just go out in there anyway. Because I'm not okay with just being okay anymore. You know, and you're gonna come to the edge. That sounds like a meme too. You're gonna come to the edge of your wisdom. And of everything you've been taught, or everything you've ever learned, or everything you've ever thought was capable about yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, you're gonna come to the edge.
Yes.
And that's the get a jump into the mystery. And there's more of you on the other side of that.
I love it. I feel like we just took a right turn on the Sesame Street. I'm okay.
I got my cup here. Okay.
You do.
I'm the quintessential Bert.
here's the thing with that call to action. That I mean, most heroes aren't taking it as easy as you make it sound. Like they're stiff arming it. They don't want to do it. They're like, who, me?
Yeah,
you know, no, I don't want to do that, which is what I typically would do. Is no, I don't want to do that. And it keeps tapping me and keeps coming. Like it doesn't ever stop coming.
Right.
So you have to either just continue to stiff arm it or just
submit.
Just submit.
Yeah.
Or does that God essence eventually, you can't outpush God. God's urging itself through you. Go back to Moses, Jeremiah, and Isaiah, three of the most reluctant prophets ever. I can't do this. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. And God said, yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, you are.
Well, and here's what God said. Yes. He said, yes, you are. And here's why you are.
Yeah. Mm.
Because I will be with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And so we're still in our own box. We haven't crossed over the inside, the edge of our circle yet. We're about to get there.
Right.
But the beauty of it is that if we will equip ourselves, empower ourselves with that God essence, which is already given. It's already been given to us. But it's this, here's the perspective, gang. And anyway, I'm going to leave you with this before we break, and then we'll be back. We're finite. We're fearful of what we can do and can't do. And a lot of this journey has to do with a fear of I'm not good enough, like Reb was saying, or like, and Stu has been saying the same thing. Oh, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. You push back. And why do you do that? Because you don't feel like you're adequate. You don't feel like you're equipped. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Yes, you are. Everybody's equipped if, here's the big if you will tap into, I think we've talked about this in previous episodes, instead of using it, let God use you, you use the divine. And it's at your disposal. It's at our disposal. Mm-hmm. And then you're not worried or fearful about what's around the next corner. I can't see it. It's that something's there. I don't know what it is. Guess what? Don't worry about it.
And in order to do that, I have got to give up any limited view of who I am.
Yes.
Any finite reality of who I've thought myself to be has to be surrendered.
Yep. That's
on the altar of a higher power.
And I think you see in this journey, Campbell talks about that in the epic, you know, big picture journey, that sooner or later that hero gets to a point where they go, I ain't got enough. You know, I gotta get
a mentor. I gotta get an army around me to help me grow into myself and help them grow into themselves.
Yeah. So it's about that personal journey of trusting, you know, in the greater power that knows a bit more than you do, quite frankly.
Oh, grow you will.
Yeah. So we're gonna leave you with that thought to just ponder for a moment, and then we'll kind of be right back and keep on going with the journey. Thanks, gang.
Like what you hear so far? Join us in the Rogue Nation by going to our website, www.gorogue.life, where you will find links to our social media and podcast channels, posts on the Seeing Differently blog, and a way to subscribe to all our happenings. We encourage you to become a member of our cafe, where you can interact with us and fellow Roguers and keep the conversation going. Please share us and like us. Now, let's get back to going rogue.
All right, gang, we're back. Yeah, on the journey. We are on the hero's journey. And so we just got ourselves in the first half there to that edge. Now it's time to step over the threshold. Now you're going into the unknown. And you may, initially, you may go into what's called liminal space. And if you don't know what that is, liminal space is sort of like it's threshold space. It's another where, you know, if you're going to go from one room to another, let's say you just aren't really ready to go into the next room, but you know you can't go into the one you just came from. And so where are you standing? Right there in the middle. Right? It's unclear. I'm not ready to go forward. I know I can't go back. And sometimes you have to spend some time there. You can't be in a hurry to transition. You can't be in a hurry to take the next step. Now, sometimes you need a little kick in the you-know-what, and sometimes that's okay, right?
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, you know, hanging around there for too long doesn't really help. But again, the perspective that you need to have is I'm in a transition right now. I am moving from A to B, and be patient with yourself. And at the same time, sometimes you don't have to, you were just talking about this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Falling forward. Sometimes you just have to try to do it as gracefully as you can if you have to just fall into that next space.
Yeah,
but at least you're moving the needle, mm-hmm. right? So now we're in the unknown. Now we're in the uncomfort zone to some extent. And now how do we navigate in this uncomfortable, unknown space of ours that we are either been thrust into or that we decided we want to journey into?
Yeah, we've just left the Shire for the first time ever.
Here we
have never been away from everything yeah. that is comfortable and that you knew, you know?
I love it in the movie where one of the Pippin, was it, or somebody stands there, or maybe it was Sam, stands there, and then the rest of them are walking, and he's just standing there. And they go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I've never been further than this point."
Right. Yeah.
In my life, right here.
Like, he totally was present in that moment, knowing yeah. where he was and what was about to happen. But you know what he did?
Yeah.
He took a step.
That's right.
He kept breathing. He took another step. He kept breathing. This is what I tell everybody I coach. Yeah. You just got to keep taking your steps. Keep breathing. Keep moving.
You know what I tell people is that we're so afraid, you know, of how far we have to go, how far it is in front of us. Just take mm-hmm. a moment to look behind you and look at how far you have come. Suddenly, this becomes much smaller, what's in front of you. You know, every mm-hmm. step you take, you're now farther away from home than you've ever been.
Mm-hmm. True.
One step, oh, I'm farther away. Next day, next breath, next step, oh, I'm a little farther away. Take that view to look back and go, man, I'm more than I thought I was.
There it is.
Look mm-hmm. what I accomplished.
Of course
that
you are.
That gives me strength to know I can accomplish more.
Of course you are.
Thank you, more. Sir.
You more than you think. I love it. I love it. Yes. Okay. So now here we are. We're journeying again. What's next? I have no clue. Okay. I don't know who I'm going to meet, what I'm going to be faced with, a mountain, a valley, a river, a monster, you name it, you know, an ogre. You know, there's all kinds of different stories out there about what you're going to now, but it's going to be all about the encounter now. It's going to be about encountering yourself, aspects of yourself that you never really even either realized or that you've pushed down or that you've suppressed or whatever it might be, but stuff's going to start to fall away. The scales are going to start to fall away. The onion's going to get peeled back. And you're going to have to face some things about the world, about that out there, mm-hmm. as well as about in here, about me, about my abilities, my shortcomings, I can beat myself up, I can, you know, if I fail, whatever it might be. But stuff's going to start to get revealed when you're out there in the non-comfort zone.
And it's going to come through faith at that threshold place when you're entering the unknown. I've got to have faith that I either have what I need for this adventure, or I'm going to attract to me. I'm going to magnetize to me all the tools I need that I don't have yet, all the people I need. They'll be there.
Right.
That takes a great deal of faith.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's going to be presented to you. It's just a matter of if your antennas are up or not to see it or hear it or...
What's driving?
Understand, yeah.
Is the fear driving or is the belief and the faith driving?
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you talk about faith, there is a distinction. A lot of people don't make it, but there's a distinction between faith and belief, right? So you can, whatever your faith is, I don't even care, right? If you have a particular belief system about whatever your spiritual life looks like, that's okay. But understand that just the belief alone isn't going to get you there. It won't, because what you need, and the beautiful word the Rev's already used, is trust, faith. You're going to have to trust that there's a higher power involved here that you can trust to help navigate whatever it is you're encountering and to give you. We've talked about words like poise, wisdom, you know, empathy. You know, love, whatever is going to be required in that next moment.
It's in the field.
It's there, right? It's available already. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to develop it. You don't have to, the spirit is already endowed you with it.
Right.
Right?
And everybody's doing this right now, every day, and they don't realize it. Like, here's an analogy, right? For people that drive a car and they've driven at night, right, you got your headlights on. You only see so far in front of you.
Right.
Right? But you keep driving. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't see what's down there.
Nope.
But you keep going.
That's right.
Right? You have faith there's going to be more road or, you know, et cetera. Yeah. I mean, people are doing this and they don't realize they're doing it every single day because they've forgotten that I'm doing this like right now.
There's an Old Testament scripture, I think it's from Psalm somewhere, but it says, "I will be a lamp unto thy feet." Mm-hmm. And in ancient biblical times, they couldn't see in the dark. They would put a candle on the end of their foot. Mm-hmm. So this God essence that we believe in, that we have faith in, mm-hmm. is only going to reveal the next step. Right. It cannot see 100 steps down the road. Mm-hmm. And that's the real courageous guy. This woman who's raising four kids cannot see what it's going to be 5 years from now.
Right.
What's the next right thing? She trusts in the presence of God to be that light, to say, what's the next step?
Absolutely.
And then I take it.
There it is. And that trust, we don't really realize that how important trust is. We think we can have the right beliefs, and sort of trust either will come with it, or trust isn't even part of the equation. But when it comes right down to it, the beliefs are going to, they're not going to be enough. They're not going to be, they're not going to be able to carry you where you need to go. So here we are. So we're on this journey. We cross the threshold. We're into the unknown. We're working at trusting our guide, however that looks for you. Let's just keep it sort of simple here, right? And then eventually, whether it's a short amount of time, whether it's a long amount of, whatever your journey looks like, eventually you're in the dark night of the soul, as John of the Cross would call it, or the ditch, or the abyss, or whatever it might be. But you're going to go, and you're going to shed enough of your comfort zone that it's going to get rough. It's going to get down there in the ditch to where, you know, there's all kinds of different, especially in the Bible or in any kind of mythology, that cry, that despair, that I've reached my bottom.
You got to the edge of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what is next. I don't know who I am. What a beautiful place to be born again.
See, there's the next step. He's already given you a little preamble to it. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, John. And again, the movies and everything, we see this of just absolute shedding of all sense of your ego and everything else, if you will. And you just say, okay, I can't do it. And for a lot of people, some of you out there, I know for sure, some of the reason why, maybe a major reason why, you haven't even thought about taking this journey, any kind of a hero journey, is because you don't want to get to that place. Yeah. That place scares the living you-know-what out of you, right?
I'm not afraid of my darkness, and Marianne Williamson said it. Yeah. I'm afraid of my magnificence and my power and my strength. And in order to get there, I got to break down to break open.
Yeah.
I have to break down my limited view so I can break open to the unlimited view.
Yeah.
And some people just don't want to do it.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is where my personal story comes in here, because it's a Joseph Campbell story as well. It's really related to this, that a few years back, right after the pandemic started, as a matter of fact, I just got to a really, really dark place. And I've had challenges with depression over my whole life, but it was pointedly, and of course the pandemic and, locked in, all of that came, and it was really difficult for me. And my cousin, she's so beautiful. She said, you know, I watched this documentary called Finding Joe, Joseph Campbell, right? I'd had no idea at the time. You ought to watch it. So I YouTubed it, and I watched it. And the beauty of that hero journey, where I went on to say, okay, I think I'll watch that. That I step over the known to the unknown? There it was. And I watched that movie, and the essence of that movie is about the dragon. Rev's already mentioned it. And it's about the dragon that's in everybody. We all have a dragon. And how do we deal with it? And how did I deal with that dragon in my life previously to that? And here's the essence of that movie. Watch it. I encourage you. We'll put a link in to the show notes. You need to learn to love the dragon.
Yep. I read a book one time that changed my life. I wish I knew the author. Hug the Monster.
Okay.
Hug the monster under the bed. Hug the monster in your own soul. Hug it. That's right. Counterintuitive to the human ego. And we think the hero needs to battle the dragon.
Exactly.
And slay the dragon. Well, maybe you slay the dragon by hugging it.
Yes. But that's exactly what the documentary was about. They were, again, I don't want to dip it, but they were fighting, and this main character was fighting the dragon, and then the dragon took its head off. I mean, it was, you know, it was like a play, so, and it was the same person.
You know? Fighting yourself.
Exactly. You're fighting yourself. So, you know, these are poignant moments in a journey that when things come to you, you have to be willing to say yes. Mm-hmm. At times, you just got to be willing to say, I've never gone there before. Yes.
Couldn't be. You know, here's something I teach. Nothing and no one is against you. Nothing you've ever experienced or ever will experience is against you. No person is your dragon or your enemy. It's there for a divine purpose to teach you. So as the mentor sometimes has the dragon's face.
Yes. Well, yes, I think it's perspective. It's clarity of vision sometimes we need to. Your Bible can talk all about this, about how you see and how you don't see and how you see dimly and other things. But as we come out of that, I'm going to call it like the bottom, right? The abyss, whatever that looked like for you. Now, all of a sudden, Rev already used this word resurrection. There's a resurrection. There's a rebirth. Mm-hmm. There's an aha moment. There's a whoa. Oh my gosh, I'm tingling. I'm glowing. I'm strengthened. I'm more than
I ever thought I was.
There. Mm-hmm. Isn't it beautiful? Yeah, I bet you see this in your wrestlers. I gotta believe.
Oh yeah.
Without a doubt, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure I see this kind of thing. But what you were describing, don't get mad at me, but I gotta go back to another movie. What you just kind of described is when Neo realizes this in the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
Like that that whole, all of a sudden he's like, wow, I am the one.
I can dodge bullets.
Right. I mean, it was, and that was amazing. And it was exciting. Like when you're watching that and you see that happen to him, like you feel that. You feel the excitement.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
But we can also be scared by it.
Sure.
Now maybe there's a greater calling on my life now.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe I'm going to be asked to do things or be something that I don't feel that equipped now. Mm-hmm. Now that I've moved the needle, whoa, here I am again, maybe in another journey. Or maybe, again, it's all about perspective. It's all about having the proper perspective in the moment. I'm so much more. You heard the Rev say that.
Mm-hmm. The hero's journey is not an event. There's always going to be another journey. And that does scare us. But you know what? If you read Campbell's work, the hero comes home, has a big celebration, brings a gift back to the community, and then is called out again. if you're living and you're breathing, there's going to be another hero's journey. Just because you completed one doesn't mean you're done growing. You're going to be stretched tomorrow. I promise it.
Well, you know, I mentioned Richard Bach's book, Illusions, in one of our episodes. Maybe it was the last one. But another one of the pithy sayings out of there, here's a test. To see whether your mission in life is over or not.
It's never, you're alive, never over, right?
If you're alive, it's not. So, hello out there. Okay, you're hearing us here. It ain't over.
I want to put out there, you know, I'll make it personal. If my dream does not cause my knees to knock and my hands to shake a little bit, it's not big enough. Hmm. It's not God moving through me and asking me to become more. It's just a simple idea that it's just maybe a little challenge or uncomfortable. My knees need to be knocking, knowing that I'm going to be asked tomorrow and the next month and the next year to become more of myself.
Right.
So let your knees knock. Let your hands shake and find your partners to walk through it and knock the knees together. Mm. Although, did I really say that? Knock knees together? Pardon me. But the reality is we're doing this together. Yeah. And there's always going to be a next journey that'll make your hands shake a little more than the one yesterday.
I can visualize that. That's cool.
I think that, again, when we talk about the hero's journey, that didn't necessarily mean that you're going on it alone. Right. So, yeah, again, you fill in the blank. Each of us have our own hero's journeys. Maybe there's times, I'm sure there's times, there should be times when we're taking it together.
Right? Should be, or does there have to be? If my dream is causing me to get out of my comfort zone, I'm going to attract the guys that are with me. Look at these movies. You got a list of movies there, Stu.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars, there was a collection of characters that were necessary for the becoming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Lord of the Rings, same thing, for sure.
Lord of the Rings, for sure. Yeah.
And then
find your people, you will.
Yeah.
So think about all the stories, all right?
Yeah.
Think about your journeys. Think about, there's always been a returning. There's always been then, whoa, I've been transformed. I've been reborn. I've been resurrected. Mm-hmm. Now, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Now what? What's next? And usually the circle closes back. And I think you can see that part of the, you know, impetus here is that you come back, not obviously not as the same person. You're not the same person. You're probably, hopefully, living at a higher level of perspective. We'll call it consciousness, maybe, whatever it might be. But this is how you grow. This is how we evolve to where we can grid things differently. We can live life differently. We can live it more effectively. We can live it, relationships are better. I mean, just everything in general is better, per se. I mean, if you couch that word, you know, I don't want to make it sound like, you know, rainbows and unicorns here, okay? But the point is, you've trusted more, you're empowered more, you just have a whole different, you're looking, what was our tagline in the podcast a lot of times? Look at things differently.
Right.
I said that right in the very beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just your life. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was going to say, when you return, people may not recognize you. and that's okay.
Right.
You know, you come back and they might say, I mean, tell me if you've ever had this said to you, like somebody I haven't seen in a while. There's something different. Like, what? Yes. What is it? Like, I can't figure it out. Like, what Absolutely. Is it? And you can't even explain it because you're just, you just right. are. Like, we've talked about trying to be something, like trying to, you know, I'll pick some easy things, like trying to become more patient, trying to, you know, be more loving. Like, you just, when you just are those things, like, you're not thinking about it. Right. You just are living that way. So when you come back from this hero's journey and you're transformed and you're different, you may not even be able to articulate what, you know, what it is, but people see it.
Absolutely.
And I think that helps you to understand, like, wow, okay, yeah, I am different
this matters.
Now. Yeah. Right. Like, you don't even realize it's happening, and all of a sudden.
True.
It's there.
Because the evidence is there because people are changing around you. You may not even see it in yourself, but part of the hero's journey when he comes back to the village is he's got to give the gift away. He's got to give the treasure away. That's the completion of it. Who I have become is now blessing everybody around me. And if it doesn't, I'm keeping it privately. It's not really the completion of the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. So everybody's life becomes, as a result of my vibration, more loving, more peaceful, more joyful, more God-filled, light-filled. And that is an important part of the conclusion of that hero's journey. Give it away.
Well, I can drop the mic right there, I think, okay? I think therein lies a strong biblical message, and I know it's in other ancient writings, wisdom writings as well. You're blessed. God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Why? So that he could be a blessing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So with that, we hope we're going to encourage you. Guess what, everybody? We hope you're blessed by this journey that we've just taken in the last, 45 minutes maybe, unless you listen to our podcast. You've been blessed. We hope you've been blessed. And now our encouragement to you is to take that blessing and go bless others.
The gauntlet's been thrown down. Go be more of you. Go live as a triumphant hero. Take one little shred of something we've said here today, and then go live your life at a higher level.
There.
Because you are a gift. You are a treasure. You are a blessing. And to deprive the world of that gift and blessing that you are is selfish. So the opposite of the hero is to be selfish. I'm saying go be a hero.
I love it. And if you're afraid to do this, here's what you do. Coach Stu in the room now.
Here we are.
All right. All right. Here's what you got to do. Take a deep breath. Take a step.
Yep.
Take another deep breath. Take a step. I'm telling you, it works. It works. And guess what? You'll be moving forward, not stagnant, not going backwards. We don't want that. Right?
So there it is, gang.
Eventually, you'll have the other guy in the headlock and on the mat, right?
Of course. Of course. For sure.
So there it is, gang. There it is, Rogers. You know, it's been our joy. We've learned. We share each other's wisdom. We hope we've given you some nuggets that you can take and go on a great hero. We'd love to hear about your hero's journey.
Yeah.
Or your journeys. whatever it might be, and let us come alongside of you. So with that, we appreciate you listening. Thanks so much. Engage with us. Get out there. See our Facebook page. Come to the website. Oh, we got all kinds of little goodies out there. And, you know, tell your friends about us, please. And we appreciate it. And we will see you on the flip side. Take care.
Wow. You made it and can now unbuckle. Thanks for listening to The Hero's Journey, where we encouraged you to take an unthinkable journey of your own to help you see things differently. Remember to visit the website at www.gorogue.life for lots of follow-up information, see the show notes for any links to episode content, and join us in the ongoing cafe conversation where every week we post some thought-provoking questions for your own roguish conversations. Oh, and of course, tell everyone you know about us and like, follow, and engage. Be sure to tune in next week when Mac unleashes another unthinkable conversation. That is, if you dare.